Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome to the Garden Show. And boy, oh boy, aren't we gardening? Brought to you by SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service commitment and reliability, visit scrfence.com. Limber Tree Services, Hudson Valley's professional arborist, limbertree.com. And North Elm Home, furniture, accents, and mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. And today, oh boy, another person. We're all just working. It happened. It didn't seem for a long time like it was going to happen, but it did. And Judy Clausen from the Phantom Gardener, she's working, and the Phantom is getting ready for having an Earth Day celebration, which will be a great day to learn about all kinds of things. And that is going to be Saturday, the 25th, coming right up. You know, Earth Day is Wednesday, the 22nd. But, you know, as Juju and I said, you know, Earth Day is like every day.
Yes, celebrate Earth Day every day.
It's just a chance to get a hot dog.
There you go. Vegetarian or beef.
Oh, excellent. A choice.
Yes, yes. Well, supplies last. But, yeah, it's always good to have a choice.
Yeah.
But we love celebrating Earth Day here, and we do celebrate it every day. But then once a year, right around the actual holiday, we throw a celebration, and it's sort of celebrating the earth, celebrating that, you know, spring is upon us, and there's so many wonderful things we can do to celebrate the earth. And yeah, we usually offer some free workshops, which we have going on, and some info booths will be set up with some great folks, and there'll be specials, and it's always a fun day, rain or shine, but open for the sunshine that day.
And I got to say, this is the time of year when running into other gardeners at nursery and garden centers, it's such a cool thing. I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh.
So much fun. Oh my, yeah. God. I love it, because after working here all these years, I get to see so many customers who have become friends. And they come in and we talk plants and we kvetch about whatever's going on. And yeah, it's wonderful. So definitely been having fun doing that with customers already. Can't wait to do that on Saturday, the 25th as well.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, I developed this hobby about 5 years ago of really, when I go to a nursery and garden center, my number one entertainment is looking at other people's carts.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
And just going, what are other people doing? You know, what, because sometimes you get some really good ideas just by looking at another cart.
Definitely, for sure. Yeah, whether they're planting some sort of hedge or it's an annual planter. I mean, there's so many great things to get inspiration from.
So on the 25th, Saturday, coming up Saturday, there's some great things. There's beekeeping, you know, a talk on beekeeping. Beekeeping sounds really complicated, but I think it's like a lot of things, learning about how to do it before you dive in.
Yes. Yeah. Do some research and learn. And then from what I understand, it isn't that hard. And then there's actually also people out there in our area who are happy to do it for you. You know, host the hives, and whether they're yours or not, my good friend Dina Fennell, she's amazing. She's actually part of the Northern Dutch's Beekeepers Club, and they're going to be here that day.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to have a little booth. They're going to have an observation hive. So they're bringing some bees with them. They're going to talk about, you know, whatever. They'll answer your questions. That's in addition to our own Phantom staffer, Celia. She's going to actually at 11:30 do a little beekeeping talk as well. So she's going to show off a bunch of plants that we sell that are amazing for the bees and just go over like the real basics of how to get into it. Because she's been doing this 4 or 5 years now, and she's a great researcher, and she's going to share like all that info with people, which will be great. And then you can also gab with the Beekeepers Club and pick their
Yeah, cool.
brains about bees. So yeah, it's going to be a great day for bees and birds and butterflies too. Let's not forget our other pollinators. So should I run through what we're doing
Well, I want to
that
go back to
day?
bees for one
Okay,
minute because
gotcha. I'm
I
sorry.
last week it was so hot. It was just
Oh,
so
yeah.
hot. I saw several kinds of bees,
Yes,
And it was
yes.
like I saw the fattest bumblebees I think I've ever seen before.
Huge bumblebees were out.
They were just like, my gosh, I mean, they put on some weight over the winter. But they just, and I mean, it was just amazing. I think a native bee flew by me, and it's just that warm spell really just got it brought a lot of, I think, pollinators out of the duff.
Yes. And the bulbs that are in bloom last week were and still in bloom, but there were bees all over those. It was amazing. I was seeing honeybees, bumblebees were coming around. It was, yeah, there's stuff out there and they're out and they're looking.
Yeah. I was shocked because some crab apples were blooming, and some and magnolias, oh my
And
God, and
cherries, yeah.
cherries. It was just like I was shocked
Yeah,
at
it
what
came on
started,
quickly.
and it was almost like everybody knew it,
Yeah,
they got us. I kept saying, get up there fast, it's not gonna last,
there
get the pollen, get out there, get the juice,
was definitely some frantic action going on.
Oh my gosh, I was just, including mine and all the other gardeners that just had been waiting to get out there. It's
Yes.
just like, oh, and there we all were, the birds and the bees, and I didn't see any butterflies, but we were all out there and it just sort of being manic.
Absolutely. And that's what we do every spring. The first pop, everybody who's into this just goes wild.
And so now, yes, moving on to butterflies
Okay,
and other
right.
pollinators, because spring ephemerals, the natives are a really great thing to have if if you can get them. And I know that you guys are having sales on some native plantings.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Those early bloomers, like the Virginia bluebells and some of that woodland phlox. There's some early things. Oh, my bloodroot. They host those pollinators really early on when there's not a whole lot else. So definitely we're gonna have that kind of stuff and other natives. And so we'll offer some specials on those. And we'll have some other sales too. We've got these great little locally grown 1 quart perennials. And it's a mix of some
Nice.
native stuff like columbines and other
Oh,
things as
yes.
well. Yeah, I love those columbines. And we're going to do a buy one, get one on those, which is a great deal. I always take
Yeah.
advantage of this myself. They're these little cute size perennials, so hardy. I love it. They like double in size in a year.
And what I like about little plants is they're so easy to plant.
So easy. You
I
can use
mean,
a trowel. You don't even need to bring out the shovel.
it's just like, and the root system is like really ready to get in the ground. It's not all grown in there together and you have to tweeze it all apart.
Yeah.
Just, make sure your hoses work and get, you're going to have some water. But yeah, the more I garden, and I think that's because, the more any of us garden, our gardens are getting kind of overgrown, but we still want things. So
Right.
smaller plants are easy to tuck in
Yes.
and then sort of as you garden with smaller plants, you can keep giving them more room by, cutting down the things next to them. But yeah, I'm a huge believer of the small plant.
I love it too. So easy to deal with.
Oh
So
my gosh,
we
yeah.
have a great selection already, but they will be buy one, get one that day.
Yeah, that's so cool. And there's also tree seedlings, which is a great way to do them. Wait, we have to take a quick
Yes.
break.
Okay.
Jude Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener in Rhinebeck, and they are having a big Earth Day celebration. It's the 25th next Saturday. All kinds of things going on. We're gonna find out more when we come back. But yeah, it is spring, and the Garden Show and Home brought to you by Phantom Gardener. Organic and sustainable gardening solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Visit them at storiesnursery.com. Victoria Gardens Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale. Victoria Gardens.biz. Yeah, we're taking a break. We'll be right back.